All right, after the end of this podcast, you'll hear the closing jingle. Stick around for an interview with Travis Denning. Got some brand new music, and we play some games. It's pretty fun, and you should enjoy it. If you don't, send all hate mail to at Radio Big D, at Radio Big D.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast,
the podcast. Huh?
Big D and Bubba podcast, the podcast, the podcast.
Huh?
Big D and Bubba podcast.
Huh?
The series of the huhs, I love.
Yeah, we don't have a whole lot of huhs. We it's like there's a couple of them.
Huh?
That one and
yeah. Oh, that's the only two we have.
Those are the only two. No, it's okay that we have a very large and prominent collection of. We collect okays. What a bizarre okay. life we have.
Oh, it's okays that I like. Okay.
Yeah, we have a ton of those.
I find myself occasionally quoting or having, like, you know, I have an earworm for a song, but I have it with our golds.
Huh?
I have the kid who goes, don't screw up.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of my favorites. I have the other one, the lady says, if I stump you, do I get water park tickets?
Don't screw it.
Don't screw it.
Let me get water park.
I give it a ride.
If I stump you, can I get some water park tickets?
Pretty great.
So, last night was so cool. We got to spend some time with Fluffy, Gabriel Iglesias, and it was so much fun, man. Great show. We had like 10,000 people. You know, I mean, imagine being a comedian and 10,000 people show up to see you tell jokes for 90 minutes or whatever.
Yeah. Well, it's like he's so good at it.
I didn't realize that we've been doing we came onto the scene at basically the same time. We've been doing our show 28 years. He's been doing his comedy 27.
Well, I didn't
Which is
that.
So funny that over the years our paths have crossed several times. He's been on the show several times, but yeah, it was just kind of like I didn't realize that we kind of came up at the same time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's great, man. So funny, and we were talking behind the before the show with some of the guys from or one of the comedians opening up for him,
Matt Golightly,
and he was just like, you know, he's just so. He's so good at what he does. Like he doesn't have to have stuff written all out. He can just like riff it. He can just stand up and just be funny.
And it's cool too because whenever he riffs it, Matt was telling us, he's like, yeah, I've been taking notes. He's like, I'll sit there and I'll watch the show. I'm like, oh, that's not part of the act, but that's funny. And so he writes it down and messages it to Gabriel so he can use it later in shows. He's like, hey, don't forget this joke. That was really good.
Yeah, it's a lot to it, man. I told Schaefer that I wanted to play a joke on you where you know what? Fluffy didn't want us to just introduce him. He wanted us to do 15 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
So Bubba won't show up.
Yeah, man. Stand-up is crazy. Like, that is a different world.
Yeah,
I don't have that skill. Like, I can't sit there and people can say, tell me a joke. I don't know a single joke. Off the top of my head, but like there is one, but it's really terrible, so I can't
tell.
Is
it dirty or just bad?
It's just bad.
What is it?
It's a dead baby joke.
Yeah, see what I mean?
Yeah. But it's one that just it sits on me.
That's funnier than the joke.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know a joke, one joke, and it's a dead baby joke, so I can't ever tell it.
Does it reference a garbage can?
No.
Oh, that's the only dead baby.
Right, is it the mommy, mommy?
I will tell you the joke, and it's terrible, and I'm going to preface it by, I didn't make this up. I heard it one day, and it's the only joke that, because it's so terrible, that it just stuck with me. Do you want it or no?
I don't know.
Let's all vote.
You make me feel, I get
Garrett,
so
yay
uncomfortable.
Or nay?
Yay.
Of course
Schaefer?
He's going to say yeah.
This is being live streamed too.
He's going to say no.
See what I mean?
Yeah, let's do it.
Carson?
No.
D?
No.
Oh, it's 50-50. What do I do?
Did we just leave the vote up to Bubba?
Let's recast the votes.
I say no.
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 All right.
Okay. So we have a quorum. We have enough all the votes.
Sorry,
we're good.
Garrett.
Bubba's the funniest
it's,
bit.
It's a terrible joke.
I just don't tell jokes. I just don't have jokes. I mean, I have one. Oh, was it? Is it bad? Yeah, just a bad joke. It's about a dead baby. Oh, wow. You should have done that on stage last night. Hey, did you guys hear the one about...
Oh, my God. 10,000 people. The odds of people who have had issues with their child would have been horrendous. And who knows? People listening to the podcast are mad just because I don't like the joke. I think it's a terrible joke, but it's the only one I know.
I'm just glad that your joke last night landed as well as it did.
Big D really did. We walked out on stage and Big D's like, we saunter out and people get excited because, you know, that's the beginning of the show. And D walks out and says that we're...
I said, hey, man, welcome to the show. For those who are tourists or are visiting Nashville, I'm Jelly Roll. This is my wife, Bunny.
It scored. You did good.
If I had face tats, I bet I could get free food.
I have a joke. Can I tell you guys?
All right.
Yes, please.
Let's hear it. What's this have to do with the dead grandparents?
It's more of a super funny Schaefer joke.
Oh, a nice pun. Nice.
Cut from that cloth. Yeah. What did the Buddhist say to the hot dog food truck service person?
Oh, no, I love how clumsy the opening is.
Okay. All right, hold on. Let's try this again. What is it? What's the joke?
What did the Buddhist say to the food truck hot dog person?
It changes every time he says it. What did he say, Garrett?
Can you make me one with everything?
Yeah.
I love that. I love that.
That's fun. That's fun.
Yeah, exactly.
I've got one that will make Carson scrunch your face up.
Oh, I love that.
What's the difference between Iron Man and Iron Woman?
What?
One's a superhero. The other one's a command.
Might as well tell that dead baby joke now, Bubba.
I'm not telling the baby joke.
Oh, You're off the hook.
Oh, thank you.
Yep.
That's right up there with all the dishwasher jokes.
Yep.
Jokes are I don't know. What I like about Fluffy is that he's really not a jokey. He's not a
storyteller.
Storyteller. And those it's the best kind.
I do like what
Chappelle's the same.
I like the way he comes out and prefaces everything. So he says in the beginning. And, you know, it's so true. People need to be able to separate hateful comments from humor and just busting on people. And he comes out and he's like, hey, look, you know, I'm not here to offend anybody. If you're, you know, basically saying if you're offended by it, it's you, not me. And and then we all have a good time and we laugh together.
Yep.
And we laugh at some things that definitely they landed on my front porch. I'm like, that's cool. I can laugh about it. He's right. But it's true.
Yeah, I think everyone, it's just, hey, man, we're just trying to get through all this. You know, it's just life.
Life.
Take it easy. Talk
about it all the time. People are literally the same across this entire country. And in many ways, in other countries as well, we're all still the same.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're all looking for a couple basics. We're looking for love. We're looking for happiness. We're looking for a good life. And, you know, we just need to find those common denominators and just go on with it.
What I loved with the crowd last night was when you looked at demographics, it was all across the board. It was great because, of course, Gabriel's known for, you know, being a very successful Hispanic comic, but just saw different folks there last night. A lot of people that listened to our show as well. It was just a really good crowd.
Laughing together.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about,
really
and that's kind of like the way...
It was a good vibe. It was a really good vibe to that show. Everybody was super chill. Yeah. It was cool.
And I think that's kind of the way we approach our thing, too. And I'm not trying to, like, you know, toot our own horn, but we're not here to offend. We're not here to whatever. Sometimes people do complain, and they do get butthurt and whatnot, but it's never... remember this. If you hear us say something, especially aimed at any one of us, it's not about you. It's about us.
Mm-hmm.
So we were making fun of us, and you might have the same situation. Don't be offended. Or, you know, maybe look at your life and go, I'm doing something wrong. I mean, when you guys make fun of me for my dating woes.
Well, your conspiracy theories.
Or the conspiracy
and
theories.
And the aliens.
Oh, dude, there's some big alien stuff coming. That whole Las Vegas thing is nuts, and nobody's talking about it.
That's not true that nobody's talking about it. It's showing up on my aggregate on my phone.
Oh, finally.
It is
well, because they're listening to Bubba. Your phone's listening to Bubba.
Yeah,
so.
If you don't know
what, you're okay. Not wrong.
If you don't know what we're talking about a year ago, there was the Vegas thing. The cops, they've got it on like all these cameras. They see this flash of light. Boom, now all of a sudden there's aliens in the backyard at this house in Vegas. Then it disappears. Everybody's like, oh, okay, whatever. Goofy, weird. What are they trying to distract us from kind of thing? And then now they've had people who have tried to debunk the video where it shows these purported aliens on the video. And they're like, this is not messed up. This is not messed with or whatever they call it. It was not tinkered with. It's the original
tampered.
Video.
Just say tampered.
Tampered. That's the word.
Jeez.
I like
tinkered. Tinker's a cute word.
That's what my mom used to call our wee-wee.
Huh?
A tinker.
The tinker.
And then moved to Oklahoma City, and there's Tinker Air Force Base, and they told me that's where they make them. I was in high school.
Did you believe, however?
That's pretty great. Yeah, what'd your mom call yours?
Ours was a wee-wee.
I think it's a wee-wee.
Wee-wee? Garrett?
Pee-pee.
Yeah, probably that too.
Pee-pee's not good. I don't know. Tinker's really bad.
I actually like Tinker better.
Yeah, it's
fun.
Yeah, a little funnier, which is fits, yeah, which is better. Perfect for me.
I didn't know if I was allowed to say mine.
Oh, really?
On this show. Is that inappropriate?
I don't know. I'm not offended, so there you go. It didn't bother me.
What did he say?
I mean, Carson didn't smack me after my joke earlier. So
it was
okay.
Also wiener. We had wiener was one.
Oh yeah, see, wiener was a bad word.
Wiener was a bad word. I got soap
suck
in the mouth.
Suck was a bad word too.
Oh, suck. Yeah, I got in trouble because I called a kid a wiener, and then he went and told my parents, and they literally did the soap in the mouth thing, and I'm like, all I said was wiener. We say it all the time around here because you know you got kids and you make comments.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, nowadays.
Soap in the mouth for the word wiener.
Would you get in trouble if you said it in the context of like a hot dog?
No.
See, that's where the logic is flawed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it just confuses a child. Mm. All right, this has been a good podcast.
Anyway, also, I do want to apologize to Fluffy for not standing last night. So he, towards the end of the show, he was like, yeah, you know, it's great hanging out. I love, you know, one of the ways we do to promote the shows is we go and do radio and TV and all this stuff. And he's like, big shout out to Big D and Bubba. Where y'all at? Now, Big D had already
I couldn't hear him over my CPAP at my house.
Big D was already fast asleep by that point.
D left at 8:15.
Like, as soon as we got off the stage, Big D went straight to his truck and jumped in and was gone. And I'm sitting there with Frankie, my son, and like he's like, Big D and Bubba, anybody see Big D and Bubba? Crickets. And you hear murmur. Oh, did they already leave? Did Big D and Bubba leave? Where Big D and Bubba? And I was like, I am not standing up by myself and going, I'm right here, fellas.
I don't know that I could have just stood up either. I think it may be like a hey, all right, we're over here, yeah. But yeah, standing up is so good. It's like at church when people go, if you're new here, stand up.
It's the worst.
I'm like, y'all have it wrong. You need to like, okay, if you're new here, don't stand up. Everyone else who is from here, stand up and go find the people who are sitting and introduce yourself.
Yes.
Which is also kind of weird. It is weird.
See, that was the other thing with church. It's like, hey, get up and introduce yourself and shake your neighbor's hand and all that. No.
Why don't you go ahead and grab the hand of the neighbor next to you there? I'm like,
No. I went to a new church recently, and I walked in. They must not have had anybody new in a long time. It was a very small congregation. I walked in, and like all eyes were like on me, and I'm like, oh, okay, I'm like, this is weird. They immediately swarmed me. Hello, new guy. My name is so-and-so. Just wanted to welcome you here and just let you know that we're very welcoming people and we're just accepting and welcoming.
It's the last time you went.
I'm like, you know, I watch them online now.
Yeah.
I'm like,
it's a bit much. It's a bit much.
Howdy, you know? Neighbor. It's very, you know, what's the guy, the neighbor for the Simpsons?
Ned Flanders.
Very Ned Flanders.
Hi-de-le-o.
Yeah. And it was just, it's uncomfortable. Just let me go to church, hear the word, and go home. Like, that's all I want. And I also like, see, I have learned a trick. If you watch a certain, everybody goes to church for different things, and everybody likes different things about it. I don't like the music, and I'm saying that right now. It's such an unpopular
opinion. I feel
like
this is an episode of It's Always Sunny just about to break out.
Oh, I don't know. Did they do an episode on that?
They go to church? Yeah, gang goes to church.
One time.
No, but then just saying about how the music's terrible.
I mean, they have bought it.
No, the music isn't terrible. The music is not terrible. I just, people holding their hands up and all that. I'm like, look, I understand you're moved, but I'm there. I don't dance. I don't do anything. So I just sit there. And I'm the only person.
You go to a church where they dance?
Well, not dance, but, they're sway. All hands up and swaying and singing along. And I don't know the lyrics to any song on the planet, much less the church songs other than like.
They don't put them up on a screen or anything?
Sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes they do. But most of the time, no.
Yeah.
No?
Because you also realize that every praise and worship song is.
No, they do. It's not like the old days where they did the hymnals. It's like they have a band and a screen.
I mean, mine still is hymnal.
Well, it's just
But we're
weird.
Also very uptight and waspy.
So I learned.
Nobody's putting a hand up, folks. Like, I'm not asking a question.
I have learned the time frame and the programming schedule now. So
the programming schedule.
Yeah, it's 36 minutes into the service. The music ends and the preacher comes on.
So they should just give you a run of order then, Well,
they don't, though. They don't because they don't want to tell anybody that. So now I can sneak in.
They don't give you a bulletin?
The 35th minute, I don't know.
It's not about sneaking in. It's about fellowship and congregation.
That was like my job in church school was I had to fold the bulletins every week. Don't have that? Wow.
They don't, no, this is a very small
tough
church.
Time. Yeah, it's 2024.
Though. And, they're also like, who's...
I'm shocked
you know.
They don't have an app.
The only time Bubba did put his hand up in church was to ask, is the music get better?
The music was good. Dude, I went to church with Carrie Underwood for a while there, and the music at the church is crazy around here, like crazy.
Yeah.
Who's that? Oh, I don't know. It's Tom Petty's band.
Well, that's the thing is that you'll have Easter or Christmas performances from people that are platinum selling artists. Yeah. That is wild. Yeah. That's wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I always feel bad for any artist that goes to a church. They're always going to get asked.
Yep.
Would you always like to sing? Yep. Hey, can
Hi,
you?
Hi, Scotty McCreary. Would you like to get up on stage?
And hello, who's going to go? Turner. Nah. And they're like, "Don't do it for the church. Just do it for the Lord." And then you got them.
You can't say church. No. Can't say no.
I was going to church, and I would sit next to Brad Paisley almost every Sunday. And I was like, "Why is he not up there?" Like, I'm like, "Dude, you're Brad Paisley."
Well, that's probably why.
That's
I know.
Why.
Yeah. I know. That's what I'm saying. It's so that's so bizarre.
He just wants to go there and put his
hands
up.
On the seventh day, he rested too.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Very, very nice.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't get in there until the 36th minute either.
I was going to say, if you are one of those people like me and you would like to get back into church but you don't like the music, you can watch them online usually and find out. You just get your timing down. Just watch two or three good services and go, okay, it's about the 34th, 35th minute, and then I can go in and I'm good. I'm just saying whatever works for you is best. It's nice to at least get the word.
We had a bass player on stage at church, and the guy goes, "You know who that is, right?" I'm like, "Nope." So that's
Collins.
What's the guy who says, "I can see you coming in the air"?
Oh, Phil Collins?
Phil Collins, bass player. I was like, and he was up in age. He was this, this older
like he was
guy.
In Genesis?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like Phil's touring
been the
band,
solo.
Maybe.
Yeah, it could have been a touring guy. Or,
But honestly, man, I think that's overkill. I don't think you need all that. I think you just need a guy who can kind of go boom, 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 boom. And like, there's a lot of people can do that.
Yeah.
But some people just like, to kind of like give back.
All we need is somebody that plays an organ.
I couldn't.
We don't get other instruments involved.
What like, are we, you, Catholic?
United Church of Christ. But not like, that's a different, like, we're not Church of Christ or United Church of Christ or like Protestant-ish. We're very Diet Coke, like no guilt, all fizz. So, so it's just like, it's very, but it just goes back to, again, it's like, here's the organist, here's your choir, and like, that's, it's no frills, man. It's no frills.
Yeah. So a lot of tradition?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I had to go through my church in Connecticut to find the church here to make sure that I was not going to be at all shell-shocked. in like, because again, y'all talking like bass players and guitarists, like, ooh, I don't, that's,
yeah, you're
that's
just,
where I get very turtly and I'm like, ooh, I'm uncomfortable with this.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I got it. So you like the tradition?
Yeah, just very used to traditional. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we handle snakes at ours, but we actually, our original, we branched off from the church that did that. This is me growing up, not now, but my church growing up. We're very close to it.
You're snake adjacent. You're
I guess
like,
right that, man. There was a couple of guys who.
You're like salamander.
They're looking outside. What is this, a gecko? Gila monster.
I totally just see people touching the iguana.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lord, I'm sorry, God.
I've never got 10%
that. 10% or save 15% on your insurance.
I never got
and take
the,
that 15% you save and tithe it.
I never got the whole, like, it's in the Bible, but, you know, you can grab a serpent and you know,
you'll
be
protected.
Have faith and you'll have, and then
yeah.
I believe I'm kind of a bit over my skis here in an Appalachian beginning, I believe, in the mountains, and people would, you know, grab snakes and they would bite them and they would pray and they would be fine. And then sometimes they died or their hand got really swollen and
they lost the use of it or whatever.
Yeah. It's just, I was like, also says don't test the Lord. I mean, that's in there, isn't it? So why don't we just kind of let it be?
Like that guy the other day, I saw a TikTok. He's like, there is no God. If there was a God, make it lightning right now. He goes, well, that's uncomfortable or whatever. He's like, that changes things.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, don't test the Lord. You never know. Like, I never go, well, may I be struck down right now? Could you imagine?
Nope.
No. Nope. Don't ever say stuff like that.
I'm watching. It's so neat to watch college baseball and seeing the kids that your son used to play against. And good Lord, did we just get robbed? Yeah, no, he caught it. And seeing the kids that you watch play, coming up and see them as these young kids is weird.
I'm seeing Coop.
I'm like, what is this kid doing? He's got a facial hair.
You see the goofy 12-year-old turning into a goofy man.
Eventually
he'll be out of there and on to hopefully the minors and maybe the majors. And that's kind of crazy, man.
It really is. There's a lot of stuff going on. I was into the softball tournaments kicking off too, man. I think it started. Didn't it start today or yesterday, Schaefer? The SEC softball?
Yeah, they had a
LSU
bunch
won.
Of rain delays and stuff.
LSU had a 14-inning game yesterday.
Oh, wow.
It's the longest in NCAA history.
Like time-wise?
For both. I think innings and elapsed time, too.
Wow.
Yeah. But they won. Had a walk-off.
No, that's always nice when you can win that way.
We've been winning off walk-offs for like the last three games. It's like, Gunner's team.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, just kind of just get ahead a little
bit.
The
Weevils. You can give them a shout-out, man.
What's up, Weevils?
I saw that video of them like posting the sticker on the tournament board or whatever.
Yeah.
They moved up.
Yeah, they're pretty excited. Gunner said there's almost a fight in I forget which game it was. They advanced into the championship. And in Little Rock, and congrats. I saw the everyone's running out to the outfield to get the guy who hit the walk off, and he goes, "Oh my gosh!" He goes, "I thought it was going to go down." Really? He goes, "Oh yeah." They were all lining up because they're on their field and kind of being disrespectful.
Their home turf.
Yeah.
Oh, he spiked the ball on the star.
Yeah, they're smoking cigars. Auburn smoking cigars on LSU's field kind of deal.
Yeah.
But he's like, yeah, I thought that was it. Man, we're going to go throwing hands. I'm like, please do not. Please don't.
I'm surprised that baseball players, there's so many bats around.
Yeah.
Why are, I mean, it's.
Well, I think that's a felony, I think.
I know why. But I'm saying there's a lot of restraint there. Nice. I mean, baseball players have a lot of restraint. Sure, you get mad when somebody, beans you. But you're the batter. You have a bat in your hand. The pitcher throws a ball at your head. The first thing you do is throw the bat down and then charge the mound. I'm like, that's a good thing.
Did you see the other day? There was a guy who they were trying to, I forget what they were doing. They weren't getting the calls they wanted from the ump. And so they had the catcher move up so that it presented differently in the pitch into the zone. But he got so close that when the batter swung, he just crushed his arm. I mean, just as hard as he could with his bat.
And on purpose? Or?
No, he was too close.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was interfering with the batter, and the catcher had to come out of the game. I think he went to the hospital.
Probably,
I think he
broke, his arm. Broke his hand off.
It was
broke his hand off.
That would be crazy.
Probably broke his hand off. Look, the glove went flying.
I had a when in high, growing up, there was in Cookeville a guy who played for the Cookeville High School team football team. He had a fake foot. An artificial foot, and he would sometimes be when he was a receiver, a running back, and he's running down the field, and sometimes his foot would come off.
Oh wow!
And you didn't know it by looking that he didn't have it wasn't a real foot until it comes off, and to see the other players freak out when the they horror. See a foot flying off of a human.
That's nuts, man.
And he's over there, and awesome he's going, he I need playing. A no, Phillips head.
What? That's the best. Man, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Somebody sent a joke in. Ashley said, what do you call a blonde that dyes her hair? Artificial intelligence.
No, that's not bad.
That's way better than my joke.
Well, we really never got your joke.
Yeah,
but
we never
but we already
joke.
Know it's better.
It's way better. And I'm just saying, better. Way better. So thank you. And for those of you who watched on the live, don't forget there's a lot of great ways to catch the podcast. We have the live version. We do the stream on YouTube. Also, you can use our app, our Big D and Bubba app, which is free. And you can catch the podcast there. You can also listen to the live show.
You said your joke was about a dead baby.
Huh?
Oh, my gosh. That's the most Bubba thing ever.
It's not it's not one I did on purpose, though.
It's so great. Well, I have one. Is it bad? Yeah, it's about a dead baby. Yeah, well, how about that?
How about that? All right. Are we about done?
I got baseball to watch.
Okay. Have a great Mother's Day. Be nice to your moms. Don't forget
your
moms.
Will you text me the joke?
Yeah, I'll tell you whenever we get off.
Okay.
We'll do the jingle. As soon as the jingle is done, I will tell you the joke.
Okay.
All right. So,
I can't wait. Hit the jingle. I want to hear the joke.
This was the podcast, but now it's over.
That's
okay.
All right.
You can listen to the best, regular actually. Show on the radio every day.
Oh, I got a joke.
The podcast.
All right. So a doctor is...
Travis Denning, what's up, brother? Good to see you.
Good to see y'all. We've covered a lot of bases.
Yeah, off the air.
I walked in, hear the songs playing. I walk in, we go on, and you guys are like, bum, 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 bum. I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
We've talked about lead paint, barbecue. Yeah.
Whatever.
Italian food.
Mixing both together.
I went into my conspiracy of that we got rid of lead paint back in the day. Not because kids were eating it. Like, who eats paint chips? Nobody. It's because lead keeps them from listening to us, and so they had to use lead.
It was a surveillance thing.
It was a surveillance thing.
That's
from the government.
Like the Tide Pod thing. I was like, I mean, I maybe could connect it, but nobody. Come on.
I think maybe one.
Really did anyone? If a baby puts a Tide Pod in its mouth, it's going to instinctively know. This is not candy.
This tastes bad.
This tastes terrible.
You would think so, right? But I mean, man,
I try to call an Uber at 1 o'clock in the morning after the Morgan Wallen concert. So, we're not all as smart as we're cracked up to be.
How'd that
I was
go?
Like, surely I'll get this Uber. Oh, god awful! Just god awful. I mean, I should have just walked home. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of, you wrote one of the songs on his album.
Yeah, Devil Don't Know. Yeah,
what's
it's
that
track
worth?
5 out of 78 and a half songs.
Yeah, but Big D, what's so that worth?
Yeah, as long as you make it to track 5, then we're good.
But I mean, it used to be like if you can get on an Elvis cut, if you could get on a Taylor cut. Yeah,
George Strait was back in the day.
Now, I mean, if you get on a Wallen album cut or whatever.
Oh, dude, I think my song alone, like, wasn't on the radio. I mean, I think it's outstreamed like my top 3 streaming songs combined.
I know, man.
Within like a year and a half.
It's
which
a
is
weird...
it is super cool because it was a, I mean, it's a great accomplishment to get on that record because it was, you know, record breaking album But man, playing it live is really fun because I know I'm like, shoot, I bet at least half no matter where I play, I'm like, mm-hmm. I bet at least half, if not 75% of the crowd knows this song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that's super cool because like, you know, it's also like a little bit of bragging rights.
Yeah,
hey, y'all
sure.
Like that song, Devin Unknown, Morgan Wallen? I wrote that. And then people are like, oh, well, let's listen to him. Let's pay attention.
What a liar.
And then they listen to my songs. They're like, good God.
Good Lord.
Why did he let that one go? What was he doing?
Hey, boy, keep some good stuff for yourself.
Hey, I had a conversation with Ernest about I have a song, Knock on Wood, one that Morgan likes. He hasn't recorded yet, but we'll see. And Ernest called me, and he was like, hey, Morgan kind of likes that song. He's like, but I wanted to check with you if it's okay if he wants it. I was like, dude, he can cut After a Few for all I care. I was like, he can cut every song I've ever written. And we just started dying laughing. And Ern was like, yeah, I send him everything. And the things he doesn't want to cut, I cut for myself. I was like, bro, he's Elvis, dude. I mean, he can have whatever he wants.
That's fun. All right, Travis Denning's with us. We'll come back talking some music. Travis's own music. Wow, yeah. How about that?
Oh, yeah,
amazing.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Good to see you. Yeah, did you bring Morgan? Is he going to walk in all of a sudden?
No, I think he's a little bit busy. He's a little busy, unfortunately.
Yeah. Right, I can't believe your debut album. I guess you've been putting out
EPs
and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is so weird. Yeah.
But the word debut is funny because to me, debut means like
your first
here
ever.
I am, you know?
Yeah, but right. That's why I was confused by the word because you've been around.
My first single came out a little over 6 years ago.
I was going to say it was way before the lockdowns and all that stuff.
Oh, way before that.
You know what your era is? The best era you ever had. It's not any of that. It was when you're in high school and you're playing you some Allman Brothers.
Heck yeah.
Did you know he did Allman? He was in an Allman Brothers tribute band.
You were in a cover band?
I was in an Allman Brothers tribute band.
What?
Which was like we played only Allman Brothers music. And let me tell
y'all
something.
Did you guys have to dress like the Allman Brothers?
Nah, I didn't. I just dressed like a
foot?
Skinny little high school boy. That's what I dressed like. But no, I was also the youngest guy in that band by minimum 40 years.
I was going to say, you're in high school.
I was 18 and just playing with some seasoned, you know, veterans of the local
music. How
did y'all
even find each other?
I like seasoned veterans.
They played my friend's mother's birthday party and she was like, bring your guitar. I want you to jam with this band. And I ended up sitting in with them like all night. I mean, it was just in a backyard. And the guy was like, hey, if you want to. He's like, you like the Allman Brothers? I was like, absolutely. And
did you know who they were? I guess you did.
Oh, I've been obsessed. The Allman Brothers, I remember the first time I heard them in my dad's truck.
Can you give us a little, Melissa?
Oh, dude, you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
I recorded a version of it.
You did?
Yeah, it's not on the record, though. Maybe one day it'll come out.
I would love to hear some of this. All right, Travis Denning, little Allman Brothers. That's sweet, Melissa.
Crossroads. Same to come and go. Yeah. Gypsy flies from coast to coast. Knowing many loving none. Bearing sorrow, having fun. But back home he'll always run to sweet Melissa.
Ooh. Oh, it's so great.
I was not expecting that today.
One of the best songs ever written. Ever written of all time.
Oh my gosh, so good. Also Amy from Pure Prairie League.
Oh. Amy, what you gonna do?
The greatest song ever made.
Line two.
Oh, you know what's a great song? Is that one that's like
Rambling Man.
Yeah, you gotta know when to hold a Rambling Man. That's a great song.
That's one of my favorites.
Great song.
So many great memories.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's so good. Travis Denning, this album is fire. This is so good, man. I'm excited for you.
I appreciate that, man. I mean, it was pretty much almost a year to the day that we were working on it, and it was a lot of fun. making the record, and I never once got stressed ever.
Wow,
that's a lie. Yeah, I got
about
song 10, I was like, "What am I doing? Why are we doing this? I'm not having fun anymore." And then I blacked out, and we were done with it.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, blacked out on Broadway. It was a fun night.
Oh, it was a good night.
Yeah. not fit, you know,
you woke up with people taking pictures of you.
Yeah, yeah.
Travis Sinning, studio debut album "Roads That Go Nowhere," and talking about the album and touring. How's Hardy doing? I saw you got a degree from MTSU.
I never got one of those, but
he got one of those honorary. Was it an honorary?
No,
thing?
He did graduate, but he didn't walk because he finished up school in the summer, so he didn't walk at his graduation. So they said, "Hey, you can officially walk now that you're doing your commencement speech."
Oh, but, that's nice,
man. He's one of my really close friends, and I love him to death. His wife Callie is so sweet. And I thought his commencement speech was, like, just so awesome. It's just such great – it just shows who he is as a person, and that really is him. So
yeah, what I like about Hardy is – by the way, touring with Hardy and stuff – is, when he's talking about mental health issues, yeah. And he's just like, hey, this is a tough world, and we all need to kind of, like, have our thing that we can get out of. It's like you talking about making this album. Let me tell you something. Doing in the music industry is horrible. This is a terrible industry to get into. It is hard. It'll beat you down, but it's also the best.
Absolutely.
At the same time.
I think you have to take everything with a grain of your own salt of how you want to approach it. And it's like when you're having down moments, it's tough, man. Because I think the hardest part is like the comparison side of it. And like we all do that in any facet of our lives.
Yep.
But sometimes you get on Instagram and you get on Spotify or whatever, and you get on iTunes and you go like, well, this person got playlisted here and this person got, this person's song's on the radio and blah, blah, blah. That person doesn't affect your life,
No.
And you just got to focus
on
your
saying? Stuff. Comparison is the thief of joy.
Yeah, it definitely is.
And also just human nature. For some reason, everybody thinks everything is about them.
Yeah.
If you say something about
about
playing, but if you say something about baseball, pitchers are the worst positions on the field. Well, anybody who's ever played pitcher thinks that you automatically just judge them personally.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's not that at all. It's just somebody's opinion, and it's not always about each other. And I think we need to learn how to separate ourselves from somebody's opinion as a generality and our own personal feelings.
Absolutely, man. I mean, there's that whole theory that like everybody's leading their own life that is just as complicated and complex and as beautiful as your own. And we have to always just sit there and go like, someone's going through something, whether it's positive, good, and I ain't got a clue what it is. So I'm just going to treat that person at face value and treat them very well and just be a good person. And I'm going to go through my life like that. And I think if everybody did that, a lot of things would be a lot better.
Yeah. Will you do us a favor? Can you play some like 90s country, and we have to guess what the song is?
Absolutely.
All right. Travis Denning's in the studio. It's called Stump. Big D and Bubba.
I'm going to do all just guitar, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have to sing.
That ain't my truck.
That ain't my truck.
Got it.
Okay.
Chattahoochee?
No, Grundy County Auction.
That's my father-in-law, for God's sake. Y'all got to learn that one.
It's me.
Should have been a cowboy.
Nailed it.
Chattahoochee.
That was just terrible easy. Lord, I'm starting to freak out.
Cumberland Road. Uh-huh. And now, can you give us one that's like maybe a chorus that we can all sing along to? Is maybe
Hank, why do
you drink?
Amy, what you gonna do? Must you live out the song that you wrote for Amy? Yeah.
Amy, what you gonna do?
It's a mashup.
Somebody's driving to work right now going like, I'm never listening to those people.
Oh,
ever.
Yeah. This is the most ADD, ADHD show we've ever done.
Yeah, really so was. Great.
So great. Travis Denning, the album coming out May 24th. It's called Roads That Go Nowhere. Check it out. And also check him out on the road as well. Touring. Just look up Travis Denning. Always a pleasure. Love you, brother.
Good to see y'all. Thank y'all.